Let us all rise.
我们请起立。
The greatest thing we do on our Lord's Day is to worship.
最大的事在主日我们可以做的就是来敬拜他。
We sing him to worship and we praise to worship.
我们唱诗赞美来敬拜他。
Let us come before his presence and sing praises to our Lord.
我们到主的面前来唱诗赞美。
Let us enthrone him with our praises.
我们来唱诗使他登宝座。
Just like the song said,We will sing like never before.
我们要唱新歌。
We will praise His holy name.
我们来赞美他的圣名。
Like never before, oh my soul.
Come and take your rightful place in our midst.
主在我们当中登你的宝座。
Lord, come and take your rightful place in our lives and in our heart.
在我们的生命中，在我们的心里登宝座。
Lord Jesus, we really need you.
主，我们实在需要你。
Lord, we admit that we really need you.
我们承认我们真需要你。
Lord, we need your constant presence in our daily life.
我们需要你不断的同在。
We are all children of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
Not only we are being saved from sin and death.
我们不单单被拯救从死亡里出来。
But we are on ongoing process to spiritual transformation.
我们在被更新变化的过程里面。
In our everyday lives, our relationship with the Lord become more intimate and sweet.
我们每一天与主的关系更加的亲密。
May the Lord Jesus be our central focus, especially during our times of struggle.
在我们困难的时候，愿神在我们生命的中心。
May this next song be our prayer.
愿这首歌是我们的祷告。
Jesus, fill all my vision.
主啊，充满我心境。
Fill all my vision, Savior, I pray. Let me see only Jesus today. Go through the valley, dull it has been. only focus on you.
让我们专注在你的身上。
Lord, this morning we pray that you're going to speak to your church again.
主早晨，我们求你向你的教会说话。
Lord, speak to each one of us.
向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, truly we want to see you and hear your voice.
我们实在需要见到你，听见你的声音。
Lord, may your presence be among us.
愿你在我们当中与我们同在。
And bless your word, Lord.
祝福你自己的话语。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。
Please be seated.
请坐。
今天要跟弟兄姐妹分享我们新生命成长的属灵粮食。
Today I'd like to share with you the spiritual bread for the growth of new life.
在前两个礼拜五的聚会当中，有几位弟兄姐妹分享了见证和诗歌。
During the previous two Friday gatherings, several brothers and sisters shared their testimonies and hymns.
透过他们生活当中他们所经历的事情。
Through the events they encountered in their lives.
他们述说了主怎么样跟向他们说话，主怎么样带领他们。
They spoke of what the Lord has said and guided them.
所以呢，他们对主有更进一步的认识，更加深了跟主之间的关系。
They gained a deeper understanding of the Lord and a more profound relationship with Him.
这就是我们每一个人属灵生命成长的一个过程。
And that is the process of spiritual growth for every one of us.
我们里面这个新的生命是从天上来的，是一个属灵的。
The new life in us is spiritual and it's heavenly.
因此呢，只有从天上来属灵的粮食能够喂养。
And therefore, it can only grow and mature by being nourished by spiritual food from heaven.
那我们里面这个新的生命能够逐渐成长。
So that this new life can gradually grow.
然后慢慢成熟。
And mature.
我们大家都非常熟悉玛纳。
We all know the term manna.
这个玛纳是从天上所降下来，供应这个属灵生命的成长。
Manna is the bread sent from heaven to supply our spiritual growth.
我们一起来看，当初在记载在出埃及记第十六章里面。
In Exodus, it was recorded.
他说以色列人看见的，他们不知道这是什么。
When the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?"
他们就彼此对问说，这是什么呢？
They did not know what it was.
摩西对他们说，这就是耶和华赐给你们吃的食物。
And Moses said to them, "This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat."
而这个食物呢，以色列人他们就叫玛纳。
And the house of Israel called its name manna.
神要以色列人他们脱离他们从前在埃及为奴所熟悉的一切。
God wanted the Israelites to learn to break free from everything they have known during their slavery in Egypt.
神他是一直在做新事的神。
God is God who always does new things.
他从天上降下玛纳的时候，这是以色列人他们从来没有看见过的。
When he sent manna from heaven, this is something the Israelites have never seen.
他们看见了，他们不知道这是什么，这个是做什么用的。
When they saw it, they did not know what it was or what it was for.
所以呢，他们就彼此对问说，这是什么呢？
So they asked each other, what is this?
神告诉摩西说，这是神要赐给你们的食物。
And God told Moses, this is food for you.
很奇妙的，神要赐给人吃的食物是人不知道的。
It's amazing, the food God feeds people is something that people have never known before.
所以呢，生命记当中更进一步的说明。
And in Deuteronomy, it was further explained.
他说他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不知道的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道。
So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠着耶和华口里所出的一切。
And he make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, by every word proceeds from the mouth of God.
神口中所出的一切，包括他的话语，包括他的灵，包括他所赐的生命。
Every word proceeds from the mouth of God, includes His Spirit, His Word, and His life.
当初神靠着他的话创造着宇宙万物。
God created the universe with His Word.
在创造亚当的时候，他也从他的口中吐出他的气息。
When He created Adam, He breathed into him.
是给亚当一个生命。
And He gave Adam a life.
这就是神他的自己。
And that is God He Himself.
当神他道成肉身的时候。
When the incarnate God,
主耶稣他清楚地告诉我们
，Jesus told us clearly.
他说：“我就是生命的粮。”
I am the bread of life.
你们祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead.
这从天上降下的粮食，叫人吃了，就不死。
This is the bread which comes down from heaven that one may eat of it and not die.
我是从天上降下来的灵食，人若吃了这粮，就必永远活着。
I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
当以色列人出埃及之后，在旷野进入迦南地之前，玛纳是他们的食物。
Before the Israelites entered Canaan, their food in the wilderness was sent down from heaven, manna.
所以当主他赐给我们这个新的生命在成熟之前，我们必须要有这属灵的玛纳。
Before the new life given by the Lord matures, it must be fed by manna.
我们都知道，我们每这个玛纳就是我们每天早上晨跟我们读神的话语。
We all know that manna is the Lord's word we read every morning.
我们将神的话语吃进去。
And we eat the Lord's word.
但是同时，我们还要每天去操练如何能够实行主的话语。
But every day we must practice His word.
我们要知道玛纳它原来的意思是这是什么
The original meaning of manna is what is this?
这不是一个简单的 问句而已
It's not a simple question
它的意思是说这个本质它的、性质是什么呢
It means whatness What is the essential nature of this thing?
是要对一个人事物它的本质有一个真实的了解
It's a true understanding of its essence.
神他所赐下的属灵玛纳是要我们对于神他有一个全新的认识。
The spirituality of God, manna from God, gives us the completely new and previously unknown understanding.
我们不知道了，要有一个对神有一个正确的新的认识。
We need to have a new and correct knowledge of the Lord.
是神他亲自在教导我们。
It's the Lord He Himself teaching us.
所以在使徒行传当中，他也说要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩得而得。
So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him.
其实他离我们个人不远，我们的生活、我们的动作、我们的存留都在乎他。
Though He is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being.
神要借着我们。每天生活当中所经历的一切
Through what we experience daily
能够认识神他做事的法则
We can understand his principles
能够进入神他的心意能够体会他的心意
And enter into his will
能够知道他在教我什么
And to know what he's teaching us
进一步呢我们能够跟随神他在我身上的带领
And further enables us to follow God's teaching
让神他能够真实的在我们里面成为我们真实的主。
And guidance and let him truly be the Lord in our life.
这就是我们属灵生命成长的、进而成熟的一个道路。
And this is the process of our spiritual new life gradually growing and maturely.
当以色列人他们看到这从来不知道的玛纳问说这是什么呢
When the Israelites saw manna they had never encountered before, they asked, what is this?
主他不会无缘无故的带领我们遇到一些从来我们没有遇见过的事情。
The Lord doesn't let us encounter things we've never experienced before without reason.
当我们在生活当中，我们要来认识神的带领。
In our lives, we need to learn to understand the Lord's guidance.
必定会遇到一些我们从来没有遇过的事情。
We will encounter things we've never encountered before.
不管是什么问题。
Whatever the problem is.
当我们在问说，这到底是怎么一回事？
When we ask, what is this? What is happening?
为什么会发生这样的事呢?
Why is it happening?
主啊，我当怎么办呢?
Lord, what should I do?
当我们在问这些问题的时候,
When we ask these questions,
只要我们走在主的带领的路上面,
As we walk on His way,
我们要知道这些我们所有不知道的问题,
All the questions without answer,
就是主他赐给我们的属灵的玛纳。
They are the manna that God is giving us.
要让我从这些从来没有遇过的事情当经历当中得到属灵的玛纳。
So that we can gain spiritual manna from the things we've never experienced.
当我吃下去了，使神在我里面的生命就能够成长茁壮。
When I eat of it, the life of God will grow and flourish.
如果呢，我是逃避了，甚至我拒绝，我不要这个属灵的玛纳。
If we avoid or refuse to consume the spiritual manna, our spiritual life will not grow.
那我们属灵的生命必定是非常的软弱，不健康。
It will be weak and unhealthy.
我们要问主。
We need to ask the Lord.
这是要我学到什么呢？
What do you want me to learn from this?
主他一定会告诉我们。
The Lord will tell us.
更重要的是，我们要问我们自己。
More importantly, we need to ask ourselves.
主啊，你要我做什么样的改变？
What does the Lord want me to change?
这是一个属灵玛纳的原则。
This is the principle of the spiritual manna.
我们的眼睛一定要看到我们 的教师，就是主他的自己。
Our eyes need to see our teachers. That is the Lord Himself.
是的，神必从天上降下这玛纳属灵的粮食。
God will for sure send down the spiritual food manna.
但是这属灵粮食的话，一定不会像是巧克力那样子的甜。
But it will not be as sweet as chocolate.
也不会像我们吃的炸薯条那么香脆可口。
Or as crispy as the French fries.
香甜可口的食物，我们知道通常是什么？垃圾食物。
Sweet and delicious food is usually junk food.
很好吃，但是不健康。
They taste good in the mouth, but it's not healthy.
所以在以赛亚书30章，他告诉我们。
So in Isaiah 30, it tells us.
我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以苦苦给你当水，你的教师必不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师，你或向左或向右，他必听见后面有声音说，这是正路，要行在其中。主告诉我们，是的，虽然他有时候会让我们遇到很多艰难，我们真的觉得我们没有办法度过，让我们经历过很多的困苦难当。
We went through difficult times that we cannot endure.
我们真的想要躲避。
We wanted to avoid it.
但是神说，他这就是给我们的饼，给我们的水。
But he said, this is the food and the water I'm giving you.
他要使我们吃下去了，让我们可以成长，可以茁壮。
We eat of it so we can grow.
主更告诉我们。
And the Lord tells us.
虽然他给我们这些不容易的经历。
Although he's given us these challenging times,
是的，是我们没有办法忍受的。
Which we feel like we cannot endure.
甚至呢，我们没有办法接受的。
We cannot accept.
但是在这个过程当中，神他要亲自做我们的教师。
But in the process, he will be our teacher.
他要借着我们所经历的这些事情，让我们学会非常宝贵的属灵功课。
Through what we experience, we will learn very precious spiritual lessons.
在这个艰苦痛苦的过程当中，神要让我们学会怎么来依靠他。
In the trying and difficult times, He will teach us how to depend on Him.
让我们也来跟随神他在我们身上的带领。
And follow His guidance.
我们不知道往哪个方向去的时候，神会告诉我们。
When we don't know which way to turn, He will tell us.
我们要学到会听主跟我说话的声音。
We need to learn to hear the word of the Lord.
这个道路是我们从来没有走过的。
For it is a way we've never trotted on.
所以呢，我们只能凭着我们的信心相信神。
We can only trust him by faith.
我们只能紧紧地来跟随主。
We can only follow him closely.
听主的声音，一步一步。
Hear his voice and step by step.
当我们走过这样的路程的时候。
As we walk through this way,
神要开我们眼睛，让我们看见不再一样。
God will open our eyes, and we will no longer see things the same way.
我们里面那个属灵的生命就是这样子成长。
And that's how our spiritual life grows.
过去曾经有一段时间，我觉得主非常的同在。
For a time, I felt that the Lord's presence was so strong.
感谢主，他保守我的一切。
Thank the Lord, He protected me all the way.
祷告呢，常常蒙垂听。
And my prayers were always answered.
凡我所行的一切都非常的顺利。
Everything I did went smoothly.
曾经看过一些文章里面说。
I read articles before.
如果在你的生命当中有这些现象，或者在你生活当中有这些经历的话。
If you have these experiences in your life when you truly are anointed by God.
那你就是一个神所恩膏的人。
You're truly anointed by God.
我看一下。
And I thought,
oh, 好像很多都有耶。
It's as if I've got it all.
我心中不仅的发出感谢赞美。
And I utter thanks and praises.
我心里面也非常的敬畏主。
And I was in awe of the Lord.
我在说我算什么呢？
And I said, who am I?
神为什么这么眷顾我？为什么这么爱我呢？
Why does the Lord love me so much?
但是有一天早晨我在祷告的时候，心里面忽然有一个感觉。
But one morning when I was praying, I had the feeling.
主啊，难道你就是这样一直祝福我吗？
Lord, are you going to bless me this way?
我对你的认识就是在外面这些看得到摸得到的祝福吗？
Forever with the external blessings.
主，我跟你关系难道就是只是一直在哈利路亚赞美主感谢主吗？
Is my relationship with you just standing at hallelujah praise the Lord?
还是有什么更深的我还不认识你呢？
Or there's something deeper that I have not known before.
所以我们的新的生命成长必须要经过主的带领。
This new life must be guided by the Lord.
在今年初主又给我一个新的开始。
In the beginning of the year, the Lord gave me a new beginning.
主教导一些我从来没有经历过的功课。
He taught me lessons I've never had before.
在一个凌晨，我从甜美的睡梦当中惊醒。
One early morning, I was jolted awake from a sweet sleep.
心跳非常快，看140几。
My heart suddenly racing over 140.
我自己吓一跳，到底我身体发生了什么状况呢？
I was terrified, wondering what was wrong with my body.
我跟主祷告将近半个多小时，好像还是心跳这么快。
I prayed to the Lord nearly half an hour and still beating fast.
我觉得我还是要去 ER 去检查一下，看看我身体到底出了什么问题。
So I felt that I need to go to the ER and have it checked out.
到了 ER 照了 X 光跟 MRI 之后。
So I had X-ray taken and MRI done.
医生开了镇定剂，让我的心跳能够恢复正常。
The doctor prescribed sedatives, so my heart gradually returned to normal.
医生就说你要回去找家庭医生再做进一步的检查。
He told me to go to my family doctor for further examination.
那我这个回想起来，在去年五月开始，我就出现了这个严重的失眠。
I recall that since May last year, I had experienced severe insomnia.
每天晚上呢，睡一下呢，就马上醒来。
I would often fall asleep, but only briefly each night before waking up.
都不能好好的休息。
Unable to rest properly.
曾经有一段时间，大概2个礼拜左右。
It lasted for about 2 weeks.
我每天只能睡大概2个小时左右。
I slept for about 2 hours every day.
但是我感谢神。
But I thank the Lord.
靠着祷告呢，主还是给我这个力量。
Through prayer, the Lord gave me strength.
让我经历了神，他给我力量远远超过我自己的肉体。
Allowing me to experience God's power exceeding my own physical ability.
后来我才知道我患了睡眠呼吸暂停症。
Later, I learned that I had sleep apnea.
我曾经跟弟兄们姐妹们分享过，我觉得神最美好的一个祝福呢，就是每天能够有一个好的休息睡眠。
I've shared before that I with brothers and sisters that the greatest blessing is to have a good night's sleep every day.
在以前呢，可以一觉到天明自然醒。
I could sleep soundly until dawn and wake up naturally.
而且每天早上固定6点钟，神就叫我起来晨更，不用闹钟。
And God would wake me up at 6 o'clock without alarm clock.
那时候我真是感谢赞美主。
To have morning devotion, and I praise the Lord for that time.
但是当自己睡眠出了问题的时候呢
？But when I couldn't sleep well,
我才知道哦，神的祝福真的是何等大的恩典。
And I realized God's blessing is by His grace.
当我们失去了，才知道神他恩赐的宝贵。
We didn't realize how precious God's grace is until we lose it.
在失眠的那段痛苦日子里面，常常想靠着自己的力量，让自己能够睡着。
During those painful days of insomnia, I tried to fall asleep on my own.
但是如果你曾经有失眠的话，你就知道。
But if you had the experience, you know.
你越去想的话，你就越睡不着。
The more you try, the harder it is to fall asleep.
你越睡不着的话，你心里就越烦。
And the least sleep you have, the more anxious you get.
这是我想到这个诗篇46篇
And I remember Psalm 46:10.
他说，你要休息，就要知道我是神。
It says, "Be still and know that I am God."
我知道神他在要我学一个新的功课。
I know God wants me to learn a new lesson.
就是我要休息。
I need to rest.
不是睡觉的休息。
Not to sleep only.
是我要学习怎么样放下我的自己。
But I need to lay myself down.
我不能再靠我自己。
I can no longer rely on myself.
我有时时刻刻要来完全依靠主。
Moment by moment, I need to trust the Lord.
在伊雅之后，家庭医师refer 我到几个不同的专科的医生做进一步的检查。
After an ER visit, my family doctor referred me to several different specialists for further examination.
因为在 ER 里面照的 MRI 看到说脑部好像有一些异常。
Because the MRI scan shows some abnormalities in the brain.
需要进一步做更仔细的 MRI 检查。
And I need to get more detailed MRI scans.
所以后来呢，从头部到颈部到脊椎，几乎全身做了无数次的 MRI 检查。
So later I underwent countless MRI scans from head to neck to spine.
首先呢，确定的是我有颈椎退化的现象。
First they confirmed I had cervical spondylosis.
这个复健科的医生呢解释，他说人啊到了七八十岁的话都会有这个颈椎退化的现象。
And the rehab doctor explained that the degeneration of cervical spine occurs in people in their 70s and 80s.
这个是人老化不可以避免的现象。
It's an inevitable part of aging.
可是我想我还没有七八十岁。
But I thought I'm not 70 or 80.
我当时第一个感觉就是说
And I thought,
回不去了。
There's no going back.
主要叫我认清一个事实。
God's telling me a truth.
我不再是年轻人了。
I'm no longer young.
我必须接受这一个非常残酷，但是没有办法逃避的事实。
I have to accept this cruel, unavoidable fact.
后来到神经科的医生检查。
Later, I went to a neurosurgeon.
他说里面我脑部的确有一些异常。
They confirmed that there were indeed some abnormalities in the brain.
当然，他说可能性有很多，医生都常常这么说。
There are many possibilities.
他说呢，其中包括一个可能脑的神经可能受到自体免疫系统的一些攻击而受损。
Including damaged brain nerves caused by an autoimmune attack.
所以呢，需要再做进一步的检查才能够确定。
But more detailed examinations are needed to confirm this.
当时身体呢开始陆续出现异常的状况。
At that time, my body began to experience various abnormal symptoms.
手脚会麻痹。
Numbness in my hands and feet.
头痛、脖子痛、肩痛、腰痛、全身痛。
Headache, neck ache, ache everybody.
忽然呢会，忽然呢会血压就飙高，然后心跳会加快。
And my blood pressure would shoot up, and my heart would beat fast.
有时候忽然觉得呼吸困难，吞咽也困难。
And sudden difficulty swallowing or breathing difficulty.
常常觉得全身都不对劲。
I feel that nothing is right with my body.
非常难过。
I was in great pain.
我在怀疑说，难道以后我每天的日子就是要这样子难过的过吗？
And I wonder if this is how I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
当这些异常的状况发生的时候，我就常常祷告主，求主能够消除这些痛苦难受。
When these abnormal symptoms occurred, I prayed to the Lord to remove the pain and discomfort.
当然，我希望说这些不舒服异常的状况能够马上消失。
And I hope they would just disappear right away.
但是呢，常常没有什么神迹奇事发生。
But there was no miracles or wonders.
我也在怀疑说，主，你为什么不听我的祷告？为什么不医治我？
And I wonder why the Lord did not hear my prayer. He did not heal me.
我回想以前，我多少祷告，主你都垂听。
In the past, God has answered my prayers countless times.
我记得两年多前，当我母亲来这边看我们。
I remember my mom visiting us 2 years ago.
我们带她到南加州去玩。
We took her to Southern California.
她不小心感染了流感。
She contracted the flu.
当时她有这种呼吸困难，心脏这个困难的情况。
And she had difficulty breathing, and her heart was racing.
甚至呢出现了一些心脏衰竭的现象。
And she has symptoms of heart failure.
但是感谢主，借着信心的祷告，主完全医治了我的母亲。
But thank the Lord through the prayer in faith, she was healed.
我也在问主说，那为什么现在主你难道没有办法医治我这个呼吸、这个心跳的问题吗？
How about now, Lord? How come you don't heal my breathing problem, my heartbeat problem?
主，这是为什么呢？
Why, Lord?
有时候呢，很难受。根本没有心思能够祷告。
Sometimes I'm so distressed that I couldn't even pray.
但是我只能借着主他的话语来坚固我的信心。
I can only strengthen my faith through the Lord's word.
也靠着这些诗歌呢，能够来让我的心不受这个肉体上面痛苦的搅扰。
And I rely on hymns to keep my heart from being disturbed by this physical pain.
我就想起主耶稣他所说的话。
And I remember what the Lord said.
那杀身体不能灭灵魂的，不要怕他们。
Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul.
唯有能把身体跟灵魂都灭在地狱里的，真要怕他。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and the body in hell.
我知道我的灵不能被这软弱的肉体打倒。
I know my spirit cannot be stricken by this weak flesh.
当心跳加快，呼吸觉得很困难的时候。
When my heart races and I have difficulty breathing,
有就 唱着我们的圣徒诗歌，吸入跟呼出。
I sang hymn 235, I'm breathing in and breathing out.
我知道我要呼出我的愁苦。
I need to breathe out my own life.
我要呼出我的软弱。
I need to breathe out my weakness.
呼出我的肉体。
We breathe out my flesh.
哦，主啊，我要吸入你的生命，我要吸入你的自己。
I need to breathe in your life, yourself.
在那段日子，感谢主。
Thank the Lord during that period of time.
他让我认识我自己这个肉体生命的软弱。
He made me aware of the weakness and the darkness of my own flesh.
当自己肉体非常软弱的时候，陷入在自己的黑暗心事当中。
When my flesh was weak and I was trapped in my own dark thoughts.
我只能够转眼仰望耶稣。
I could only turn my eyes to the Lord.
因为我知道一望我就活了。
Because when I look, I will live.
在照第三次的 MRI 的时候，在那个小小的空间里面
，During my third MRI in that small space，
加上呢外面这个 MRI 庞大那个电磁铁的噪音
，And coupled with the noise of the MRI machine，
虽然呢他们给我的耳塞跟一个耳罩，但是还是可以听到外面非常吵杂的声音。
Although they gave me earplugs and headphones， I could still hear the noise。
在那小小的空间里面，我闭着眼睛。
In the small space, I closed my eyes.
但是呢，心跳又开始加快，呼吸又开始急促。
I felt my heart beats faster and my breathing rapid.
一个莫名的黑暗的势力跟惊恐铺天盖地而来。
A strange dark voice and terror overwhelmed me.
我心中的不安，我在想说，这还要多久啊？
And I anxiously wondered how much longer.
我后面还要做多少次的检查？
How many more MRIs are waiting for me?
我就向主呼求。
I cry out to the Lord.
这时候脑中就出现了诗篇九十一篇。
And I remember Psalm 91.
住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
这也是我们圣徒诗歌353首，在至高者的隐秘处。
And hymn 353 says, "Within his secret place I hide."
在至高者的隐秘处，在全能者的手印下。
Within his secret place I hide, under his shadow I abide.
我靠着宝血得以进入，在比天荣耀下降。
For by his blood I've entered in, heaven is bowed, glory is seen.
救主衣裳将我遮藏，我心欢乐，我灵歌唱。
His royal train over me is spread, my heart exalts a new song glad.
借着主的这些话，他能够平静我里面恐惧的风浪。
Through the word of the Lord, the storm in my heart was calmed.
在之后几次的 MRI 当中的话，我就借着这首诗歌，让我一次一次度过一次一次的不安。
During several subsequent MRI scans, I relied on this hymn to overcome my anxieties.
甚至在这个一个多小时的 MRI 检查当中，我竟然能够好像在睡觉一样。
Even during an MRI scan, which lasted for an hour, over an hour, I felt as if I was peacefully sleeping.
主教我学会了要在他的隐秘处，要在他的手印下。
The Lord taught me to rely on him completely and enter into his secret place under the shadow of the Almighty.
必然能够躲避一切外面的暴风。
And I will be able to weather the storm outside.
这也主让我深刻的体会到，他说他的能力是在我自己的软弱上面显得完全。
And I deeply realize that his power is made perfect in my weakness.
哥林多后书十二章第九节说，
2 Corinthians 12:9 says,
他对我说，我的恩典够你用。
And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上面显得完全。
For my strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以呢，我更喜欢夸我自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力护庇我。
Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
从前呢，我总是觉得我自己还能够做什么。
In the past, I always thought that I could do something.
虽然知道我要依靠主。
Although I knew I should trust in the Lord.
但是呢，大多数的时候，我还是觉得我还年轻，我还可以。
But more often than not, I felt I'm still young. I can still do it.
我自己来就好了。
I'll take care of it myself.
我若是需要主的时候呢，我会跟主祷告。
If and when I need the Lord, I'll pray.
到时候呢，主啊，你就按照我祷告的来帮助我就好了。
Lord, just work according to my prayer.
现在回想起来呢，这是一个多么幼稚的想法。
Looking back now, how naive those thoughts were.
主使我经历我自己的完全软弱。
The Lord made me experience my complete weakness.
我才会学会我要怎么样放下我的自己。
Then I can learn how to lay down myself.
不会因为我自己的肉体软弱。
Not just because my flesh is weak.
我心灵就软弱了。
That my spirit is weak.
反而我的心灵要靠着主能够刚强。
On the contrary, my spirit is strengthened by the Lord.
我承认我自己是肉体是软弱的。
I confess I'm weak in the body.
但是要叫主他的主耶稣基督他能力能够护庇我。
But may the power of the Lord Jesus cover me.
主他一次一次的教我，改变我自己这样一个不成熟的想法。
The Lord taught me time and time again to change my immature thinking.
经过这些从来没有经历过的事情。
Having experienced all this before.
感谢主他教我看见一个从来不认识的。
I thank the Lord that he has taught me something new.
那就是要靠着主他的恩典能力。
That is through the grace and power of the Lord.
他不只是呢要解决我外面所面对的这些问题而已。
He's not only here to solve my outward problems.
更重要的是，主耶稣他是要让我看到我这个人里面的问题。
But more importantly, he wants me to see the problems in me.
主耶稣他要解决的是我这个人里面根本的问题。
Jesus wants to solve my fundamental issues within.
他要救我脱离这些根本问题在我身上所有的捆绑。
He wants to deliver me from the bondage within me.
最近接着读斯百克弟兄他的救赎八段跟人算什么。
Through recently reading the book of Brother Sparks, The Octaves of Redemption and What is Man?
我慢慢知道神要恢复他原来创造人的时候的一个顺序。
I gradually understand the need to restore the original order in which God created man.
我的灵呢是要连接于主的圣灵。
My spirit must be connected to the Holy Spirit.
这是要靠着我们常常跟主来亲近。
And it depends on us drawing near to the Lord often.
然后让圣灵能够来掌管我这个并我掌管我里面的灵。
And let the Holy Spirit take control of my inner being.
然后能够引导我这个魂的生命，也就是我的所有的感觉、我的想法、我心里面的种种。
Including my feelings, my soul, my thoughts, my inner thoughts.
当我有这个顺服灵的时候呢，我就能够来掌管我这个肉体的生命。
And when my soul is obedient, I can take control over the physical life.
这是一个灵魂体一个正确的顺序。
This is the right order of the body, spirit, and soul.
那我后来了解，我当时所有的心思感觉都被我这个肉体上面的软弱所捆绑的。
It turns out my thoughts and feelings were bound by this weak flesh.
所以呢，常常造成心里面很多的恐惧，甚至不安。
Causing all the fear and anxiety in my heart.
我整个人整个魂生命完全被这个软弱的肉体控制。
My soul life is controlled by the weak flesh.
甚至呢，压迫的让我自己就都喘不过气来。
And even suffocating me.
当我这个失控的魂生命也来压制我里面这个灵的生命。
And then the out of control soul life suppresses my spiritual life.
当我的灵魂身体这个秩序大乱的时候。
When the order of soul, body, and spirit is in complete chaos.
我只能求主耶稣来救我脱离我的自己。
I can only ask the Lord to deliver me.
我要拒绝我这个肉体的生命。
I need to deny myself.
圣经上面也说，我们原来这个肉体是与神为敌的。
Because the carnal mind is enmity against God.
是不服神的律，也是不能服。
For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be.
如果呢，我只是一直看重我自己身体上面各项软弱。
If I constantly focus on my physical weakness.
我把我所有的心思感觉都放在身体所有异常的状况的话。
And dwell on the abnormal sensations in my body.
那我就被我这个肉体所控制了。
I will be controlled by my own flesh.
主要教我要刚强在他的灵里面。
The Lord wants to strengthen His Spirit within me.
要叫我这个软弱的身体能够顺服在主的灵之下。
So that my weak body can be submitted to the Lord's Spirit.
就如保罗他都说，我是攻克己身，叫身子服我。
Just like Paul said, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection.
我在主里面的灵先刚强了。
My spirit in the Lord must be strengthened first.
我的所有的心思，我的所有的意念，都在主的保守里面。
And all my thoughts, intentions, and feelings are protected by the Lord.
在这个主所保守的心怀意念当中，我软弱的肉体就顺服。
In the protected heart and mind of the Lord, my weak flesh was strengthened.
为了确定这个脑部异常的原因，神经科医生建议我要去做所谓的骨髓穿刺的检查。
To determine the cause of the brain abnormality, the neurologist recommended that I have my cerebral spinal fluid checked.
当抽完这个脊髓液的时候。医生嘱咐说，回去休息一两天就好了。
After the CSF was drawn, the doctor advised me to rest for a day or two. I'll be fine.
回到家中好像一切都很正常，我还去遛狗。
When I went home, everything seemed normal. I even walked the dog.
当天礼拜五晚上还来教会参加聚会。
And the Friday night, I even came to the church.
可是呢，礼拜六就开始有头痛，颈部痛。
However, on Saturday, I started experiencing headaches and neck pain.
我就没有办法久坐，要常常来躺下来。
I couldn't stand or sit for a long time, so I had to lie down.
在主日聚会当中，我实在头痛的没有办法，只能躺下来。
During Sunday service, my headache forced me to lie down.
之后的话，又到ER去打了这个止痛药。
So later, I went to the ER for the painkillers.
回到家里面吃止痛药还是没有办法。
And when I went home, the painkillers still didn't work.
后来知道是因为骨质穿刺的时候，脊髓有这个外露的问题。
Later, I learned there was a CSF leak.
所以又回到这个ER。
So I went back to the ER.
医生说呢，要抽我的血，然后再打进去当初做骨质穿刺的地方。
And the doctor said that I needed to draw my blood and inject it into the wound.
他说这有风险。
They said it's risky.
因为呢，打针要是打得太深的话，那可能这个脊髓液会漏得更厉害。
If the needle is inserted too deeply, then it will leak again.
但是呢，打得太浅的话，这个没有办法止血。
But if it's too shallow, the blood will not stop.
主告诉我说，我要将我自己放在基督的身体里面，就是在 教会的弟兄姐妹当中。
The Lord told me to put myself in the body of Christ, that is among the brothers and sisters in the church.
我不能单独来面对这么一个情况。
I cannot face the situation by myself.
所以在伊雅的时候，我就请我们家的姐妹，同时我们加利利小家的弟兄姐妹帮我祷告。
So while at the ER, I asked my wife to inform the brothers and sisters in our Galilee group.
我不需要隐藏我自己的软弱跟无助。
I don't need to hide my weakness and helplessness.
连保罗都说有谁软弱我不软弱呢？
Even Paul said, "Who is weak that I'm not?"
那我是谁呢？
Who am I?
主告诉我，我要让我知道主耶稣他是给教会的权柄。
I need to know that the authority the Lord has given to the church.
这个权柄是阴间的权势所不能胜过的。
And it has been given to the church is an authority that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
感谢弟兄姐妹帮我祷告。
I thank brothers and sisters for praying for me.
当我知道有教会的肢体在帮我祷告的时候，我知道不是我一个人单独在面对，这前面未知的情况。
When I know that brothers and sisters are praying for me, I know I'm not facing the future alone.
我深信主耶稣他已经听了大家的祷告。
I firmly believe that the Lord Jesus has heard the prayers of brothers and sisters.
经过这一连串身体的状况，主让我渐渐能够体会到圣经上面所说的话。
After a series of physical ailments, the Lord gradually helped me to understand the words in the Bible.
就是哥林多后书四章十六到十八节。
That is 2 Corinthians 4, 16 through 18.
那我们大家一起来念。
Let's read together.
我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。我们这自战自新的苦楚，是为我们成就极丰无比永远的荣耀。我们原来我们所顾念的、所见的，不是所见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。是的，我们人都会慢慢的老化，身体器官也会渐渐的退化。
Yes, people age gradually and our bodies deteriorate.
我们没有办法永远这个像年轻的时候一样身体健康。
We cannot stay young and be as healthy as when we're younger.
是的，我们身体已经没有办法回去像以前了。
Yes, our body cannot go back to how it was before.
但是主告诉我，我不能一直来看到这个会慢慢毁坏、衰败的肉体。
But the Lord is telling us we cannot fix our focus solely on the slowly decaying physical body.
如果我们一直在看外面的肉体的话，我们只会失望，我们只会灰心，我们甚至会丧胆。
If we look only at the outward appearance, we'll only be led to disappointment and despair.
现在我们面前所面对的所有的这些问题难处的话，都是非常短暂的。
The difficulties we face now are temporary and they will pass.
这些终究都会过去的。
They will pass.
但是主要让我学会的是。
And what the Lord wants me to learn.
他是给我里面那个新的生命。
Is the new life He placed in me.
在我里面那个新的生命是能够存到永远的。
This new life can endure forever.
在我里面这个属灵的新生命是会一天一天的长大的。
And this spiritual life can grow gradually day by day.
在主的带领喂养之下，它会变得刚强有力。
When he feeds me, it will grow stronger.
借着主给我，给我们的这些经历的话，试下我们这个不同的属灵的粮食。
Through the experience he gave me, he's giving me spiritual food.
我们要知道，我们里面属灵的生命是慢慢、慢慢在长大的。
We need to know the spiritual life within us is growing gradually.
这是我们要看重的。
This is what we need to emphasize on.
这才是我们真正的盼望。
This is our true hope.
我们要经历主他复活的大能力在我们的里面。
We need to experience the life, the power of the life of the risen Lord in us.
从 ER 回家之后，在家里面休养一阵子。
After I returned home from ER, I rested at home for a while.
因为只能平躺在床上休息。
Because I could only lie flat in bed.
让我有更多的时间去回想主给我的这些带领。
And more time to reflect on the Lord's guidance.
起初呢，我是真的不愿意再去想这些让我心惊胆跳的。遇到了各样急难情况。
At first, I was extremely reluctant to think about the various terrifying emergencies I encountered.
按照我以前的经验，你越想会越恐 会越想越害怕。
According to my experience, the more I think of it, the more terrifying they are.
但是主告诉我，我靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能。
But the Lord told me I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.
当我能够完全依靠主给我的力量。
When I fully rely on the Lord for strength.
在圣灵里面刚强，让我去面对那些我不敢去面对的状况。
And be strengthened in the spirit, I can face the situations I dare not face before.
我的心灵就慢慢被主来刚强了。
And my spirit is strengthened by the Lord.
我那些软弱的心思也被神拯救了。
And my thoughts were delivered by the Lord.
之后遇到各样我们未知的状况的时候，我相信我可以更坦然的能够来面对这些不知道的状况。
In the future, when I encounter various unknown situations, I can face them.
当我面对各样不知的情况的时候，我知道是主他在带领我。
When I face them, I can face them calmly, and I know that the Lord is leading me.
主要教导在这件事情要我学到什么
？The Lord wants to teach me something through this.
在家里面休息的时候呢，有一天想到后院里面去晒晒太阳。
When resting at home, I went to the backyard one day to bask in the sun.
因为呢，坐在死荫幽谷里面呢，需要有清晨的日光照进来。
Because he who dwells in the shadow of death, the valley of shadow of death, need the morning light.
当我们心里面觉得黑暗的时候，我们要去外面看看太阳。
Dark in our hearts, we need to go outside and enjoy the sun.
我就想到我们家的后院去看看这个之前开花的柠檬树，现在长得怎么样了。
And I wanted to check on the lemon tree, which has recently blossomed.
但是我就近一看的时候，我吓一跳。
But when I look at it, I was shocked.
发生了什么事啊
？What happened?
之前不是满树都是这个柠檬花，怎么都不见了
？The tree was full of flowers. What happened to those flowers?
仔细一看，因为之前的一阵热浪来了，那些所有的花都凋谢了。
Because the heat wave, the flowers all died.
我在想，哇。今年没有好吃的柠檬了。
And I thought this year we will have no lemon.
可是我忽然又一想。
But then I changed my mind.
我脑袋里面是不是跟这个一样？
Is my brain like this?
是不是也一样枯萎了？
Is it withering too?
在这时候我心情真的是非常的沮丧。
I was really frustrated.
又过了几天。
A few days later,
心情还是一样不好的时候，我要去外面晒晒太阳。
When I was down, I wanted to be in the sun again.
我需要光照。
I need to be enlightened.
当到后院又走过那棵柠檬树的时候
，When I went to the lemon tree again,
主让我忽然看见了。
The Lord let me see.
树上有两朵刚刚开的柠檬花。
There were two new flowers.
我的心非常的震惊。
I was surprised.
这时候呢，主就让我，想到我们那时候刚刚读过的以西结书。
And I remember what we just read in the book of Ezekiel.
在37章里面，主问以西结书，他说：“这些骸骨能够复活吗
？”In chapter 37, the Lord asked Ezekiel, "Can these skeletons be brought back to life?"
主对这些骸骨如此说。
Thus says the Lord God to these bones.
我必使气息进入你们里面。
Surely I will cause breath to enter into you.
你们就活了。
And you shall live.
主他也同样问我。
And the Lord is asking me the same question.
枯干的还能够复活吗
？Can the withered bone rise?
主借着在我眼前看到这两朵新开的柠檬花。
Through the two flowers before my eyes.
他在教我一切我从未曾经历过的事。
The things I have never experienced before.
就是我知道我里面有那主耶稣复活的大能。
That is, I know I have this power of the life of the risen Lord.
以弗所书也告诉我们。
Ephesians also tells us.
他说主他在我们这些信他的人里面的能力是何等的浩大。
That what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe?
这个大能是就是运行在基督里面，叫耶稣从死里复活的同样的能力。
According to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
弟兄姐妹，求主耶稣给我们一个智慧启示的灵。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord give us the spirit of truth.
那我们真的认识他。
And wisdom, so that we truly know him.
照明我们心中的眼睛，让我们知道在我们信的人里面的能力，就是那叫主耶稣复活的能力。
That the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we have the spirit, that we know that this power is in us.
是的，虽然有时候我们会觉得自己非常的软弱。
Yes, sometimes we feel we're weak.
我们觉得我们自己的力量没有办法胜过。
We can never overcome with our own strength.
但是我们要知道，我们里面那个新生命，它的大能力。
But we need to know the power of the new life within us.
约翰一书四章四节，他说
，First John 4:4 says，
他说：“小子啊，你们是属于神的。
”You are of God, little children.
并且胜了他们
，and have overcome them.
因为在那里面的比这世界上面还要大。
Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
我们不要小看主已经赐给我们在里面那个属灵的新生命。
Let us not underestimate the new life the Lord has given us.
现在这个新生命虽然或许还小，但是它会长大。
Now this new life may be small, but it will grow.
接着，主耶稣他在我们每天的生活当中，让我们所遇到各式各样的经历。
Through the things we encounter daily,
很多我们不知道、我们没有遇过的问题。
The unknown, the things that we have never encountered before.
我们要问主，这是什么
？We need to ask the Lord, what is this?
主，你在这件事情上面，你要教我什么
？Lord, what are you teaching me through this?
这就是主耶稣他要赐给我们的属灵的玛纳。
And this is the spiritual manna God is giving us.
让我们吃下去，让我们的属灵生命能够长大。
That we eat of it, our spiritual life will grow.
我们知道是主耶稣他亲自在教导我们，他在带领我们。
It's Jesus, he himself teaching us, guiding us.
让我们里面这个生命能够长大。
So that the inner being can grow.
慢慢茁壮，让我们这个生命能够胜过这世界上面的一切。
And flourish to overcome the things of the world.
能够胜过世界，胜过仇敌。
Overcome the world, overcome the enemy.
也胜过我们自己肉体软弱。
And overcome the weakness in our flesh.
胜过我们自己的黑暗。
Overcome our own darkness.
胜过我们的一切。
Overcome all.
这是我们的盼望。
That is our hope.
弟兄姐妹，那个生命已经在我们里面。
Brothers and sisters, that life is already in us.
主的给我们的新生命，它会长大。
The new life from the Lord will grow.
我们要与主同工。
We need to co-labor with him.
让我们里面这个生命能够长大。
And let this inner life grow.
我们需要更深的认识神。
We need to know him deeper.
让我们能够更多的经历神。
And experience him deeper.
我们需要进深。
We need to go deeper.
让我们一起来唱圣徒诗歌273首，进深进深。
Let's sing hymn 273, Deeper, Deeper.
这个诗歌里面说到，我们都在基督的学校里面。
The hymn says, "We are all in the school of Christ."
是的，或许我们会经过很多不同的苦难。
Perhaps we'll go through different challenges.
但是我们要经历主。
But we must experience the Lord.
让我们生命能够更加成熟。
So that our life will mature.
我们请我们赞美团队来带我们唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing with the praise and worship team.
Let us all stand.Feel free to sing in Chinese or English.
请起立，可以自由唱中文或英文。
Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, daily let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom.Of grace to know, oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still.In Jesus and His perfect will. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wider.
steeper, let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflict past. Fights I conquer, enemies on image perfected at last. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word. Oh, deeper yet I pray, and higher every day, and wiser, blessed Lord, in thy precious holy word.
主，这是我们向你的祷告。
Lord, this is our cry to you.
我们愿意近身近身。
We're willing to go deeper, deeper.
我们愿意更多的经历你。
We're willing to experience you more.
但是主，你知道我们在生活里面有太多的功课，我们过去了却没有学习。
But Lord, you know so many lessons that we came to, but we never learned.
你把玛纳摆在我们的眼前。
You have placed manna before us.
我们却不知道要吃。
Yet we did not know to eat.
我们也没有在这些经历上面来得到益处。
We did not gain benefit from our experiences.
主，我们求你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
今天你弟兄的见证说在我们的面前。
Our brother's testimony is placed before us.
鼓励我们来寻求你。
To encourage us to seek you.
鼓励我们来转向你。
To encourage us to turn to you.
主，鼓励我们去问这是什么。
To encourage us to ask, what is this?
让我们生活的经历没有一件是白费的。
So that our experience will not go in vain.
让我们每天的生活也没有一天是白费的。
And our everyday life will not go in vain.
借着这些经历，让我们属灵的生命能够成长。
Through our experience, our spiritual life will grow.
主，求你帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
当我们听到这样的信息的时候，
When we hear the message,
我们不以为平常。
We don't take it for granted.
你正在向我们说话。
You are speaking to us.
你也正在告诉我们一条长进的路。
You're telling a way to grow.
让我们都来学习。
Help us to learn.
求你帮助我们。
Help us, O Lord.
求你祝福我们。
Bless us.
让我们的心意能够更新而变化。
That our mind can be renewed and transformed.
因为这是我们新的属灵的生命所需要的食物。
For this is the bread our spiritual life needs.
主，帮助我们有这样的学习。
Help us to learn this way.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.